Hello and welcome to the Youth Development Masterclass. I am your masterclass host, Regina Coley. Welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. We are going to jumpstart this class by doing a little bit of pre-work. The very first step that I want you to accomplish or check off of your list this week is to get a binder. You're going to need a binder and a three-hole puncher because so much of what you're going to do is going to be on printouts, or you'll have research templates that you'll want to print and add to the binder, and it just makes sense to keep it all in one place. My signature color for any work that I do as it relates to youth development or program planning is always in a green binder because it symbolizes growth, it symbolizes richness, and for me, green just is that color that resonates with success. I don't know what it is, but I like it. So I always recommend getting a nice green binder, lime green, or any kind of green that you can find, and then to print out this week's checklist and worksheet. In this week's work, what we're going to do before we even begin this course is begin to narrow down your niche. When we do this, the reason that we do this first is because A, it helps us to clarify the work that we're doing. You will go into this program knowing exactly who it is that you're called to serve. You'll know where to stimulate your research and formulate your ideas all around the central person that you know you're called to serve. In our programs, I know you guys have heard me talk a lot about this, we serve girls of color in grades 3 through 12, and we focus on leadership and character development. That is mine. And so it's helped me to develop a stronger marketing strategy because I know who I'm serving and I know what we're doing with them. It's helped me to attract donors and supporters because I can also say, hey, is this group of people important to you? Is this topic of leadership important to you? Is it important to have integrity and character? Wouldn't you want your child to grow up like this? Or wouldn't you want your employee coming to you in 10 years having had this training all of their childhood and carrying it into their adulthood and into the workplace? So sometimes we can attract the right people, volunteers, anybody who we need to make our business thrive, about really narrowing down our target market and knowing them so well that we can speak about them in any context to any stakeholder, any person. So this week, we're going to focus in on who it is that you feel called to serve. This niche can get narrowed down throughout the program. It might be very, very broad right now, but that's the goal, is to at least have some kind of general idea. And then we can get very specific as we continue to move forward. But what you want to do now is just brainstorm. If you could spend every day working and speaking to one group of people, who would it be? And what my recommendation is to come up with at least three groups, and then as we go through the activities, you can narrow down exactly which one would work best for you. And so some of the workbook pages are going to ask you questions like, what problems does this group have? Can this population pay for programming? Do you have any experience working with them? Without doing any kind of research, can you think of a program that's already serving that population? And so as you're going through, you're looking at it, you might say, well, I know that this particular program serves girls of color, but they focus on culinary arts, or they're focusing on a STEM program. So even though somebody serves your population, it may not be in the same way that you are developing out program, or it may cause you to look at, wow, there's like 10 programs that are focusing on girls STEM. Maybe I should focus on something else. So it kind of helps you to look at what's already happening in your community, which we're going to get into more into the program, and so that you're not duplicating or replicating something that already exists, but you're able to come in and create something a little bit different or offer a different service offering. So please do not skip over or negate the purposes of this pre-work. It is so critically important to the work that you are about to complete. Once you get to the end, you're going to try to create a little bit of a what we call a USP, a unique selling point for your population or program. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect. This is pre-work. We haven't even gotten to the nitty-gritty. This is just you getting down what's already on your heart and mind, which is probably why you signed up for this program. You already kind of have an idea of what you want to do. You just need help on clarifying it, knowing what steps to take, to get the right people and the right funding in place to support the work that you want to do. Again, I am so excited to have you here. Don't forget to complete the pre-work. If you have any questions as you're going through this assignment, you can always message me at Regina@ReginaCulley.com. I would be happy to answer any questions for you. If you purchase the premium version of this class, then you have some one-to-one coaching that came along with it, and you can just send me a message in your one-to-one coaching space, and we can go back and forth. I can take a look at what you have written and what you're coming up with and provide you some valuable feedback before you move forward. All right, take care. I'll see you in the next module.